There we are again. We just had a collapse of the communication channel, which is exactly what healthcare is about, to restore the integrity of the communication. And as I described for acupuncture, they restore the connection of the communication. And then as I described in Ayurveda, they then can assure the continuity of the process. And I was just describing that in Ayurveda, it's not just about the nutrition of the physical body with proper food and eliminating, discharging the charge, getting rid of the toxins, but it's also about getting good information in and getting rid of the stress, which also means getting to know good people and getting rid of bad relationships. It's also about getting a supportive society and resolving, getting rid of the warring societies. And actually, as permaculture shows and as Phil Callahan showed, that means that you actually need to take care of the earth, because war takes place in places where the electromagnetic field of the earth is not working well. So, in integral healthcare, the model of Western medicine, which is the environment that I grew up in, needs to be complemented with the model of Eastern medicine. It needs to have that information of the continuity of the processes. It needs to have the practice of the nurturing and the caring, which often is so lacking in hospitals. They're very uncaring. They use that Western medical models of objectivity. The scientist playing God has been replaced by the doctor playing God, and the feelingness is not there. But also, the Western healthcare system is about a takeover, taking over of care. It is much the Roman rape model of, okay, we're going to invade you, and now you're going to pay our taxes for us, because the Romans themselves in Rome did not pay taxes. The other tribes around them did that. So it is a parasitic approach in that sense. And it needs to be complemented with the caring and curing aspect of Ayurvedic medicine, the naturopathic medicine. The process needs to be understood, and people themselves need to be connected to the process. So in Ayurveda, it's not just that you go from the doctor to the nurse, but you also go from the doctoring to the nursing, and that you have a society in which people learn about nursing themselves and nursing each other. So all of the yoga techniques and all of the food preparation techniques and all the Hindu rituals are essentially all about being able to connect up to each other and to have a communal process, to realize that you're not an individual, that you're part of a society. Yes, you're individual and you're society. And in India, they sort of lost a bit of the view on that, because they had that caste system, which was based on these four aspects of body, mind, soul, and spirit. Of course, you find them in the culture, but that doesn't mean that you're born into them. It does mean that you are born into a body, and your body is part of a family process, but your mind is also part of a cultural process, and your spirit is definitely part of a universal process. So it depends a bit on your own inclination, and astrology has a capacity to address that. If in you it is the bodily, the mental, the social, the spiritual, the body, mind, soul, and spirit, which is more dominant. So yes, you could be based in a caste of people who are physical, but if in you the spirit is strongest, then you would still be a priest caste person. So in India, they sort of lost track of that out of laziness. They said, well, okay, just if you're born in this, then you'll keep on being that. it's just a form of laziness because it's not actually how it works. And to see how it works, you need to actually go into the acupuncture system and see that it is not the physiology, it's not the process, it's not the genetic continuity which determines the cohesion of the body, but it is about the relationship between the individual and the environment. And that's also the human and humanity. That's also humanity and earth. And so in the Eastern medicine, we have the addition to the Western medicine of knowing how to do the quantum jump, knowing how to connect it into the environment. And we very much need that, because Western medicine and Western science has alienated people from the environment, which basically kills the earth. We need to add the permaculture philosophy of Ayurvedic medicine and naturopathy to restore the processes and also to reconnect our mind into our body. We need to take responsibility for what happens in our body. We need to have the interactivity within our environment and with our other people of the exercising that we need to do to tune ourselves within our environment and to calibrate the processes. Just like science still needs to learn to calibrate the scientists, that they don't talk nonsense. And then once we have that, we can go to the deeper level and see that we need to complement the Western and Eastern medicine with the Far Eastern medicine, because we need to fine-tune how in different settings we need to do that differently. And we cannot use the same kind of healthcare worldwide. We need to adapt, because the climate will be different. And there will be different between is it oceans, is it forest, is it fields, is it mountains. Then it will require a retuning of what happens to be more specifically compatible with what happens at that level in that environment. So that's where Ayurveda comes in. And in the medical environment, you would see that it then is the caregivers, the people who make sure that your place in the hospital is sound, which is done at that level. So for example, you would want to have the surgeon to be medical doctor, you would want to have the surgeon assistant, the nurse, to be Ayurvedic, and you wouldn't want the anesthesiologist to be the acupuncturist. You need to add that level of seeing how things fit in the context. Somebody needs to know if the food for this person is right. Somebody needs to know if the timing for the operation is right for this person. Somebody needs to be able to check if the visitors for the patient are actually helpful, but and that includes the medical staff. So there needs to be a level of understanding where the tuning into the surroundings is taken into account, also in the hospital. And that is where acupuncture in the Far East then offers that level of the understanding. And at the deeper level, of course, you need to realize that the patient is there because the patient is trying to reconnect to the universe as a whole. It is not there to pay the second wife, the second home, the second tenant course of the surgeon. The patient is there to relearn how to be, let's call it, holy, to be God, the generator, operator, and destroyer of their own limitations and their own potential possibilities. So shamanic and spiritual healthcare is then the support system which you would also need in Western care, that people rediscover that it is not the reality that they live that is real. It is not by the beliefs that they operate that they are doing well. It is rather that they need to understand that the decisions that they take and the decisions that they took might need to be changed. So they actually need to understand that they are fully free to re-edit and to reconfigure and to recompute their life as a whole. They need to understand at the core, their life is their own, their being is their own, and that is where the story of freedom of choice comes in. They need to understand that they have freedom of choice. They need to respect the freedom of choice in others. They need to know that whatever they do in using freedom of choice, it will have consequences, and they must be responsible for all of these consequences, and also that by the choices that they make, they will also have choices that they make with others, and they must be reliable in how they operate those choices that they made with others, the decisions that they took with others, the beliefs that they uphold with others, the reality that they form with others. So people always need to work at those four levels of their creation, of their reality. So then that all comes together in the understanding that Western, Eastern, Far Eastern, and Far Western medicine is actually the treatment or the therapy of body, mind, soul, and spirit. When you look at a deeper level, you can see that the body is the anatomy, the mind is the physiology, the soul is the integration, the connectedness of the regulatory system, and the spirit is that capacity to work with freedom of choice. We are information processors, immaterial. The information in that we process interplays with the information that the cells use to determine how they connect up. That again then determines the physiology in our body. That then determines how our body is built by the cells. So in integral healthcare, we are not working with the body anatomy, cutting and pasting and threading needles through it. We are beyond the feeding and cleaning of the body of Ayurveda, which is also the cleaning of the mind. We go beyond the tuning of our decisions in our environment, which is actually the activity of calibrating the soul, but we reconnect it to the understanding that we are information processors and as such part of the universe as a whole. So integral healthcare is not these four different parts, it is actually the integration of these four parts, and in that sense integral healthcare is the application of the realization that our body is the result of the physiology and our mind, which is the result of the regulatory system and our soul, which is the result of the processing of information and our identity. So we are at the same time and body and mind and soul and spirit. And integral healthcare realizes that the body is a result of the process of physiology, that the physiology is the result of the regulatory system of acupuncture, and that the regulatory system is defined by the capacity to operate information. So integral healthcare actually is not just the medicine of the West plus the medicine of the East plus the medicine of the Far East plus the medicine of the Far West, but it is the integration of all that. The quintessence is the fifth element, is that the four forms of healthcare are realized to be four aspects of the universe. We see that very explicitly, that the Western science looks at the matter, the relativity theory looks at the molecule, quantum theory looks at the atoms, superstrings looks at the vibrations of the universe itself. The Western world has the material model, the Eastern world has the molecular model, Far Eastern world has the atomic model, Far West has the superstring model. And in applying healthcare, we need to know that yes, it may be necessary and very urgent and very much required to use the medical model of the West, that traumatic treatment is indeed a takeover in a way of what happens in the body, because in most cases the body and the mind have already shifted, separated in a way, and then external help really is needed to shelter and to protect and care for the body. But in the same way, you need to have shamans there who shelter and care for and protect the spirit. And so you cannot have the one without the other. You cannot have the surgeon at the table without the spiritual healer being there as well. Because there are many examples of people who have gone out of body on the operating table and then suddenly discover that for them this is a new experience. They don't know what happens. They see the surgeon at work, and there's a cardio surgeon in the Netherlands who has done a lot of case studies on that, proving that it happens very often that people under narcosis go out of body, see what happens at the operation table, but do not know what they're doing while they're out of body, because there is no shaman, there's no guru, there's no spiritual healer there who is out of body himself and can guide them while they're out of body. So while the surgeon works with their body, the psychic healer works with their spirit and makes sure that the two are recalibrated with respect to each other. Likewise, once you realize that you need to connect the body with the spirit, you also need to connect the body with the mind, which is done in Ayurveda and all of its techniques and approaches. But it also means that you need to shift from the traumatic care to the caring care, that you actually do not take over of caregiving, but that you do a mutual support of caregiving, that you have mutual nursing, so that you have the old age home and the baby crèche together, so that the crèche is actually cared for by the elderly, and the toddlers can hear the stories of the past while the elderly can just be there, and the smaller the toddler, the older the elderly can be to care for, because it's all about contact, understanding, respect, communication. That in different great degrees can take place throughout society. And that's where you then have a society in which it's not about work and producing money like the West does, but it is about working together and producing values like the East and many other world countries do. So that is the level where people care for each other, care with each other. Then go level deeper, and then you're less into caring or giving care or working with care, and more about learning how to care and learning how to live with care and how to live caring. So at that moment, people learn how to live with each other, they learn how to live with animals, they learn how to live with nature, they actually learn how to live with themselves. So that's the level of acupuncture, which is the understanding of how you work with your organs. And evidently Ayurveda has that, Hinduism has that, they call it the gods, in Chinese culture they call it the deities. They are the principles of the organs, they are the principle of the emotions that we have in the organs, they are actually the elements of our relationship to our environment. Are we more introvert? Are we more extrovert? Are we more active? Are we more passive? That gearbox of how we relate to the environment, which is built in our body organs, and it is actually the inverse form of the zodiac cycle of the seasons operating around us, then in that level of Taoistic medicine, you can see that it is your understanding of how you are part of your environment which helps you calibrate your interest and involvement in that environment. And you can then realize that in being in that environment, you will need to learn to take new decisions, to change old decisions, to know when you cannot take decisions, when you cannot trust the decisions of others, and when you might try out the decisions of others, but need to realize that it is still your decision, not their decision, when you take that decision, and that you cannot blame them. The blaming and shaming is very much a Judeo-Christian approach. But you actually need to know that you're the creator of your reality, and that you will live in doubt for the simple reason that doubt is the counterface of taking a decision, and that you can actually live in doubt and live with doubt. And that doesn't mean that you need to live in fear, and that does not mean that you need to flee. It simply means that you need to be very intensely alert on what happens, and fear actually is the same energy or intensity as enthusiasm. It's just that in fear you are doubtful about the outcome, and enthusiasm you trust the outcome. And basically it says that in fear you're disconnected from spirit, and in enthusiasm you are connected to spirit, which is exactly what the word enthusiasm means. And theos, it means that the theos, or the God being, is within you. And that means that you're connected to that God principle of generate, operate and destroy, which operates at the spiritual level. That means that while you're doubting, you know that you're choosing, and that you're just optimizing your choice, and that there is no risk, because you know with a certainty that at some point you will die. But actually you can live at the edge of reality. That's where we take the decisions, that's where we make our choices, because it's only in the interface that we can reset the singularity, which is all that Taoism and acupuncture theory is about. So we really need to add a lot to the Western medicine. We need to add the Eastern medicine to with the understanding of the process. We need to add the Far Eastern medicine with the understanding of the choices, of the regulation. And we need to add the Far Western medicine with the understanding that we are actually part of the universe as a whole, and that everything of the universe as a whole is built in into our body. It is the birth gift. It is the process of billions of years of development of the universe and of Earth and of life forms and of humanity. So in your life did not start with your birth. Your life started with that cell, that living cell, which was passed on like an estafette race from your parents, from their parents, from their parents, millions of years back, when the animals already pre-designed what we could be, when the plants already pre-designed what animals could be, when the cells already pre-designed what all these later life forms could be. So in your body, your experience of life as it is encapsulated in your DNA is actually millions of years old, and goes back billions of years, because the understanding of how matter is formed, how molecules are formed, how atoms interact, and how information regulates that is also built in. So spiritual understanding is not the fuzzy wuzzy stuff of the things we don't know, we can't see, but it's actually the precise understanding of the electromagnetic quantum field, which is the information field, information which is invisible to us, but it's the foundation of everything we see in our environment. And that's why it's so wonderful that Tetrionis can now describe that. So integral healthcare is the actual integration of body, mind, soul and spirit. It combines the self-healing, which we can do from the level of spirit. It does the self-correction, or the early detection, early correction, which you can find in the exercise given by Taoist medicine. It adds to that the care and the culture of care, which is provided by the medicine of the East, the physiological, naturopathic healthcare, where you know and you can feel that you're part of the universe as a whole. And it actually connects it up to your individuality in your body as a seemingly separate and seeming unique being, maybe seemingly living in your own little hell, because you don't understand how you're connected to the universe anymore. And in the situation of disease and death, that is definitely very much strongly lived. But once you realize that your individuality is based on your being a human in humanity, and that our humanity is actually based on our being one of the many life forms of Earth, and once you realize that you are actually Earth itself as part of the universe as a whole, then body, mind, soul, and spirit are all connected. And what I've described now is the foundation for integral healthcare. I described how I realized that with the science that we are taught in school, and for me that was an engineering school, is very incomplete. It is a description without the experience. Later, when I was in the British Library, I looked at the description of the experience. The cultural expression of what people know, how people sense it, how people have been able to communicate with each other about it. Yet it's still a description. Then I went to medical school to look at the description of individual experience, the description of the experience in our body. And so I used that to be able to go down to the experience of our body. So integral healthcare is essentially a methodology by which we can use all of the forms of healthcare of the world and see that all of these forms of healthcare complement each other. They are actually the relationship between body, mind, soul, and spirit. But it also means that the cultures of the West complement the culture of the East, which complement the culture of the Far East, which complement the culture of the Far West. We can know that we are all humanity. And the difference of a perspective are as important as organs need to be different in our body, because we need to be able to work with matter and with mind and with soul and with spirit. Integral healthcare just shows how we can bring that together within us. And that then is the foundation of our realization. And integral healthcare simply provides the toolbox in which the bricklayer, the carpenter, the plumber, and the electrician can together build the house of the health of our body. And we can then also see that where Western medicine has this war against disease and can only look at diseases and symptoms, then in the East we can understand that they understand health, because health is the connectedness of the communication between the cells. Health is the physiology. Physiology is the communication between the cells. But the cell communication is also part of the food chain of the planet as a whole. So in Eastern medicine, we can actually see what health is. It is the continuity of the communication of the cells within your body as part of that process of the environment around us. In the Far East, we can actually see how we can do the healing, where health is the continuity of that external and internal process, and the continuity of the process in the one cell in the other cell. Then in healing, we can see that the cells actually can recalibrate how they relate into the environment. The organs can do that too, the body can do that too, humanity can do that too. So in the Far East, we can learn how we can reconnect humanity into nature, and how we can reconnect humanity, or humans, into creation. Because there we can see that yes, it is a cultural and a social process, we need to do it together, but also the social process can only exist if you do it individually. As long as you think it's okay to kill something, then you're just a killer, you're not a healer. And at some point you need to learn that healing is actually the respect of life, healing is the fosterment of life. And that's where many cultures have always said that the women are the continuity of life, and the men actually sort of stand outside of it. And that's also where you can see that it probably is wiser if the women again take over the role of coordinating the culture, that the men are free to explore the world, but they are not free to coordinate the cultures. They can together and individually find out new things, but they are no longer allowed to beat other people on the head or rob things from other people, because these other people too need to live. Instead, these men need to go out and find new ways to irrigate the desert. They need to find new ways to use the mountains and everything else to capture energy from the sun. They need to find new ways to improve the quality of the water by planting gardens which will filter the water and help to create a microbial culture, which can create a plant culture, which can create an animal society, which can support Earth as a whole, humanity included. So at the level of acupuncture, you can then see what we need to expand our scope of understanding, that we need to individually and collectively be responsible for how we interact with our environment, and to actually need to realize that this principle of one cell shit is another cell's poison needs to be transcended. We need to realize that whatever shit we put out, we need to place there where it can be food for the next process. We need to understand the relationship between the organs as is done in acupuncture theory. We need to know that whatever rubbish you put out, and if it is a garbage theory in science, or if it is a fraudulent vision in politics, or if it is a deceptive superstition in religion, or it is a fake money in banking, you need to realize that that is rubbish that you put out, and you need to put it somewhere where it doesn't hurt. So the fake banking money can be used only in child game, and the fake politics can only be used in storytelling. The fake science can only be used to learn from our mistakes, and the fake religions, the superstitions, can only be used to show that we need to really understand our mind, and we really need to better connect to our soul, so that we actually have a touchstone by which we can discern between the food and the poison. So that means we need to go to that deepest level of the spiritual being and know that you are part of that as a whole, and therefrom connect up to combining them all in integral healthcare. I'll come back to you in a bit.